It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasternews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
Welcome to Podcaster News Show, episode 19. My name is Sean Thorpe, and I will be your host for this episode of Podcaster News Show. It's been a few months since I have contributed a podcast to the site, so my apologies there for anyone who's missed me. And I'm not coming back to you with any groundbreaking news or advice or anything like that, but here we are in the month of July, and I don't know, I guess I tend to get a little contemplative here in the middle of the North American summer. I was born in July, and I do love the summertime here. And I was just thinking about how, you know, I just love podcasting. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it is true. And I've been at this now for, well, about 10 and a half years. I published my first podcast episode in January of 2005. And despite everything, I'm still here and I'm still enjoying it so much. And I really do love the entire process. By the way, I am recording during the day. And that's never a good idea around where I live. So there's just going to be some occasional noises you might hear. My pet cockatiels or God only knows what from outside. Anyway, I still love podcasting. I love the entire process, the production of audio, even the editing. And, you know, posting it to the web, the publishing, I just enjoy it all still. And I'm so happy about that. And, you know, it's been a weird trip for me in a lot of ways, because I can kind of say that I make a living through podcasting now. At least most of my self-employment income is due to podcasting. I do different kind of freelance work. Some of it is writing about podcasting that happens here at Podcaster News. Some of it is audio production work I do for other clients as far as editing or other types of production. And then there's just other work I do that just kind of happens around the medium, I guess. And I never really thought for me that a day like this would come, because I've never really produced a podcast that's been super popular or successful on my own. And I mean successful in terms of, I don't know, fame, notoriety, lots and lots of downloads. But if there's anything to take away from my story, it's that if you just get into the game and you just keep showing up and you keep staying involved and you just do stuff, things will happen. And maybe for most people, if my experience is indicative of anything, it's going to be kind of slow. And I still feel like I have a lot left to do. And I have a lot I want to improve on. And there's still much work for me to be done here. And I'm excited about that. And I have so many podcasting related projects that I would like to get off the ground. And I'm still kind of working out how to gather the resources to do that. In time, if they're meant to be, then they will come to pass and they'll prove to be whatever they're going to be. I'm not going to get too over philosophical about that. I do want to go back to one thing I mentioned previously about just getting in and staying in the game. And for me, that's meant a lot of different things. In the early days of podcasting, I hung out on a lot of those forums now that are long gone, the podcast alleys and podcast pickles of the world that we used to have. And, you know, over time, I've gotten involved in a lot of social media-based podcasting forums. You know, I try to connect with people on Twitter, and then there's, I don't even know at this point how many podcasting-related groups on Facebook and Google Plus. And I haven't even cracked what's going on over at LinkedIn. And I'm not a big user of Reddit, though there are a lot of active podcasters over there. I really think by just showing up and interacting with other people, just sharing my knowledge and asking questions and answering questions where I can, you know, that just has kind of helped me to be a little better known. And I think when I asked Todd Cochran to come over here and contribute to Podcaster News, I think it helped because he and I were connected on social media, and I'm sure he had seen some of my contributions in those different forums. And then when I, you know, just, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, I do also work in a very part-time way with the Blueberry support team. And I think in a lot of ways it was the same thing. I just kind of came up to Todd when I found out he was looking for somebody and said, hey, you know, here's the experience and I know what you're looking for and you know that I'm already involved in a lot of these communities. And it just made that whole process a lot easier. So I guess my takeaway for anybody is if you're looking to just do more or get more out of whatever your podcasting experience is, then by all means, get involved in, you know, say our podcasting forums. But if what you do is related to a different niche or a different topic or whatever it is, get involved in those communities and just show up and interact and be a cool person. You know, don't be spammy. Don't show up and in your first interaction with a whole new group of people go, here's a blind link to my podcast, thanks, and never show up again. You know, introduce yourself, be courteous, be a human being, get involved, and over time, the chances are good that it'll pay off for you in some way. And I know that I'm talking about really a long-term strategy here in a lot of cases, but it's the only thing I know how to do. It's the only way that I can impart this advice to you in a genuine way. I wish that I had all kinds of, you know, growth hacking tips or when is the best time to tweet to maximize all your whatevers, but that's not my experience. I don't approach things that way, so I just don't know how to tell you how to do that. But I think in the long term, the best thing is just show up and keep showing up and respect other people and do the work, and it'll all pan out for whatever it's going to. And I don't consider myself to be especially talented or especially gifted or interesting or anything like that. And my point is that if a scant 10 years into this, I've managed to roll it into this weird pastiche of being able to support me financially at the modest level that it is. Believe me, I'm not rich. My point is to say that whatever you hope to get out of doing this, you may find those rewards over time, but it's probably going to take time. And I guess that's everything I have to impart for you here on Podcaster News Show number 19. I want to thank everybody for listening. And, you know, I don't have access to any analytics or any stats for the website. Todd keeps all of that behind closed doors, and I don't care. That's fine. In a way, for me, it's probably better because it allows me to just focus on doing the work. But I will say I love to get feedback, and we don't necessarily get a lot here. So if you are listening, feel free to leave a comment at the website, podcasternews.com. You can find me on Twitter at Shawno, S-H-A-W-N-O, and just let me know. All you need to do is just tweet at me and go, I love podcasting too, man. It's the best. And I'll know you're listening, and that'll be fantastic. And I would tell you to follow Podcaster News on Twitter at Podcasting News, but the account is dead, and I can't seem to do anything to make it come back to life. So if you'd like to see that account come back to life, why not send a tweet to Todd Cochran at Geek News on Twitter and say, hey, Todd, we'd love for that thing to work again. Why not bring it back to life? So thanks again, everybody. And with any luck, I'll be back with you for another podcast or news show next month. In between now and then, I have a feeling Jen, my wife, Jen Thorpe, who you may have heard on the podcast or news show, will have an episode out. Thank you again and have a great month.